This unique building from the 18th century is one of the few in our country, if not the only one, that has survived for more than two centuries without changing its original appearance or purpose. Since 1971, medicines and other pharmaceutical products have not been sold or produced there. Still, numerous rarities, laboratory equipment, old documentation, and original furniture, which remained as a legacy of all seven pharmacy owners, are kept as museum exhibits. The first part of the building is an authentic sales area, the so-called oficina, with massive furniture from the 19th century, an old metal cash register, and an apothecary's scale. In the oficina, along with numerous pharmacy containers, you can see the original packing of medicinal preparations, cosmetic products, teas, medicinal wines, patents, and other things that could be bought in old pharmacies. In the second part, various products of this pharmacy are shown, mostly handmade from raw plant materials. Then there is the laboratory and the pharmacy's workroom, from which you can climb up to the attic, which was used to dry herbs and prepare raw materials. Many medicines, cosmetic preparations, medicinal wines, and elixirs were made there, and the then very famous mustache ointment. What made this pharmacy in Vršac, which was called Kod Spasitelja, or At the Savior's, well known beyond the borders of the then Austro-Hungarian Vojvodina, was the cosmetic line for women, quote, Dr. Filipon, which was made by the penultimate owner, Bela Kuchler. Interestingly, the people of Vršac had some kind of brand, which they advertised everywhere, even in the 19th century. They also gave the option of cash-on-delivery orders, as evidenced by the preserved stationery, which was written in Serbian, German, and Hungarian. Until they had become respected members of society, the first pharmacists as educators had a difficult task convincing the populations of all the advantages of a completely different way of treatment than the one they were used to. It was necessary to replace the leeches and various potions of old with tablets and syrups, which they had devotedly and thoughtfully prepared for weeks in their well-equipped laboratories. That is why their work was strictly controlled, based on the first law of health passed by Maria Theresa, and they had to keep special books on narcotic drugs and poisons. Pharmacists were educated, and the pharmacists from Vršac studied in schools in Vienna, Budapest, and Prague. Hence, in their work, they used the old measurement units according to the Viennese system, which differed from those used by the citizens. The collection exhibits a unique set of metal weights in the shape of hemmed pyramids, with those measurements dating back to the 18th century. A special part of the exhibition is dedicated to the last owner of the pharmacy, Aleksandar Jovanović, the half-brother of the famous Serbian painter Paja Jovanović from Vršac. With his sons Dušan and Svetislav, Aleksandar Jovanović worked at the pharmacy from 1929 to 1949, when the government bought the entire building. Dušan later became the first doctor of pharmaceutical sciences at the Military Medical Academy in Belgrade in 1956, while Svetislav served in the military pharmacy. As the head of the laboratory for producing surgical thread, Svetislav was awarded several times.